want to welcome Johnny Messner to upcoming Dis, and you've got a new movie out called Forgotten, written out kind of with the numerals, a little clever with the title, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, tell me, how did you get to this film? What brought you there?
Oh, Timothy Wimbler Jr. Hired me on another movie a while ago, Checkmate. And then I guess I did a good job, so he rehired me again.
Well, and this character that you play, Brian, I mean, when we first meet Brian, he's got a world of stuff going on. He's just woken up, doesn't know who he is. He's got a drug lord, the feds. He's got a dirty sheriff looking for him. He's got a van full of money and drugs, and he's got a lot of dead bodies around him. How do you get into a mind of that guy?
Well, that's like my everyday. That's my whole life is like that. I just wake up to that. No, to be honest, I just, when I read the script and I knew that I had to wake up like that, I just thought, hey, the only way I could play that was just keeping the unknown of not knowing who I was.
Right.
And that way I could just run with that and not, you know, all the rest of it kind of didn't matter. It was just kind of finding out why the hell am I here and who the hell am I.
Sure. And as the film develops, he picks up little pieces of who he is and what's going on. Now, films aren't made chronologically. They're not made in order. So how difficult was it for you at various times in the shooting to remember just how much you're supposed to know and where you're at?
That was probably the most difficult part. I just had to keep asking Tim to remind me exactly where we were at this point of the movie and what's going on exactly right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was certainly difficult.
And there's a lot of shooting and fighting going on as well. So how did you prepare for this role? It's a pretty physical role.
The good news is that I'm usually in good shape. I would hope to be in better shape usually, but for this one I was. So I just tried to train as much as I possibly could when I wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. And how about learning to use the various weapons you had to use? Because you did a lot of shooting as well.
Yeah, I've done about 45 movies, and I got to train with some of the best people, like Harry Humphries, who was the original SEAL Team 6 guy. So my weapon skills are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and they show in the film as well. So where did you guys film this?
L.A., believe it or not.
Well, you were out in some kind of desert areas there, it looks like, so it must have been pretty hot.
It was hot as balls, to be honest. It was extremely hot at all times. Which actually played into the character, you know. It was
right.
Great. I was sweating profusely the whole time, and I think that kind of added into the character of not only didn't feel good because he was shot, and the nerves of
right.
What is going on in my life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this is sort of like a modern Sergio Leone spaghetti western. Are you a fan of that kind of cinema?
That's my all-time favorite stuff. I was, you know, I grew up on Clinton and those spaghetti westerns.
Yeah.
That's my thing. So I was so happy to be able to play that kind of role.
And especially, I found in the music, you have a very, very sort of spaghetti western kind of conflict and climax at the end where you have everybody kind of getting around each other in this big shoot-off about to happen. So how was that set up?
You know what's so funny is that was set up where, now after I saw the film, it was funny because I watched it with we premiered it at the Burbank Film Festival.
Right.
I hadn't seen that. I don't like to watch. I hate to watch myself, and I usually don't go watch anything that I've done. But,
right.
I went to promote the movie, and it was funny because when that big scene came, and everybody, you know, when Perry's character, and when Trejo and him came to do that scene where they kill each other,
right?
And I'm standing there, the whole theater was laughing the whole time, and that was not expected.
Cause mm-hmm.
When I was shooting it, it wasn't comedic to me, but it was cool how it ended up being, like, comedic, like,
right.
This guy is just standing, yeah, so anyway.
Well, I mean, and you have to admit, I mean, it might not have been filmed comedic, but the film was made very tongue-in-cheek. I mean, you get a lot of those Tarantino-style title cards when they introduce everyone, and you kind of get an idea that this is here to entertain you, and, you know, let's not have to think too much, let's just have some fun.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just like a really fun ride. It wasn't
Right.
As we shot it, I knew that, but I didn't play that. You know
right.
I mean?
Well, and you have to. You've got to play it straight no matter what you're doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what about the cast? I mean, even though you're the major character here and these other characters are a major part of what's going on, you don't interact a whole lot with the rest of the cast. So what was that like?
That was like, that actually kind of made it better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not knowing who I was and where I was going and all that, you know, it made it like, it helped me as an actor. Because then I didn't, you know, I wasn't, like, I didn't know who everybody was. And
right.
So when I did see them for like 2 seconds, it helped me like realize, okay, here's a part that I must have forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I must have known that person. Yet, who are they kind of thing, you know?
Right. You know, and this film's just coming out this week on home video, so everybody's going to get a chance to watch it. But is there anything that you guys did that got cut that you're wishing was still in the movie?
Well, that's a great question. Not on my end. none of my stuff, so that was good. I'm not sure about the rest of it, but yeah, no, none of my end.
Yeah. Well, what about living? You know, obviously it's a budget feature. You're not spending a whole lot of money here. Was there anything that you guys didn't get to do that you might have wished you could do but just couldn't because of the budget?
Yeah, I think more about the fight sequences and the explosions and stuff like that. You know, when you do these kind of movies, you always wish that you could have a little more of that.
Right.
You know what I mean, for the audience. But, you know, in the big scheme of things, some of my favorite movies that I've done now are the ones that there's no pressure,
right?
Not a lot of money involved, and you just get to kind of like everybody's in it to win it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to just have the best time because you know that everybody's there to work really hard and make the best possible movie that we can possibly make.
Yeah.
Knowing that we don't have a lot of money, but we can still do something great.
Well, Brian's an interesting character that went through a lot of stuff in this movie. Do you see maybe him returning ever again?
Well, geez, I hope so, and I hope not.
Really?
Because that was at the end of the movie when I find out who I really was.
Right.
That was powerful stuff for that guy. You know what I mean? Like, and oh, we did shoot something that didn't make the movie. Where after I found out, like, all of it was wrong. I mean, all
right.
of it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a wife and kids and all that.
Well, right.
We had a sequence where I was sitting after I left the bar and I found all that out.
Right.
I had a total meltdown, and that's something that I had to prepare for that for, like, you know, I stayed up all night, I didn't eat. That's William H. Macy told me one time, he said, if you ever do a really powerful scene like that, and you have to cry and be that emotional, just don't eat or don't sleep for the whole night before.
Wow.
That's what I did, and we did do that, but it didn't make the movie because I guess it just didn't make sense at that time.
Yeah, that's got to be a bit of a bummer to put that much preparation and that much heart and soul in something and have it end up not in the film.
Yeah, it did, because it was, it definitely did.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
So what's up next for you?
Right now I'm sitting in Alabama, working with Seagal.
Okay.
And doing a movie called The Perfect Weapon, which is a really great script, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of action, and actually, great through line for the character. You know, my biggest fears now are always that, you know, now that I'm doing these, that I do these movies, that there's not really a story.
Right.
It's kind of like shoot up, beat 'em up kind of thing.
Right.
And actually, has a great character and like forgotten.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's going to be great.
Well, Forgotten's coming out now. People are going to get a chance to see it. I recommend people check it out. And I want to thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us about it.
Hey, pal, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. And you take care.
You too.